Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
From the heart of Vancouver, what a great place to bring News for the Soul.
I know, isn't it perfect? Remember that movie Dead Zone, Christopher Walken?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that for real.
I think reasonably accurate, too, honey.
Oh, that's an understatement, honey.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our hearts and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Well, Danny just mentioned the heart attack. That is how he died, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
He had two heart attacks, one heart after the other.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wow.
No, I had him. I have him.
You know, the whole thing about the spirituality and the wealth or sustainability not going together, I just think is the biggest load of crap, you know? I mean, what have you got...
Like it is, girl.
Well, really, what have you got to give anyone if you've got nothing?
Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Candace is going bye-bye.
Yes, I had this really bizarre experience where I got sucked through a wall, like a solid wall.
During the time that I was knocked unconscious, an angel came to me.
People's solidity began to morph with the geometries. So you'd see little bits of their, like their hand began to go missing.
And this particular angel, as I recount in the book, said to me that I had chosen the wrong path in life, that I was to choose a new path, and it was to be a path of peace. I was to teach peace.
Lots of amazing things coming up for this hour. News for the Soul. Steve Bond back in 1 minute.
I'd have to believe that the times that we're in are very important to us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Because if we're not really, really careful in paying and complimenting News for the Soul, we're about to find ourselves wrapped up in something that will literally encompass the world.
Yeah.
And not from the viewpoint that we're looking at it from. So tonight, it is an empowerment, a place to become aware, a place to change, a place to not become fear-based, but become loving. Let's all take that deep breath.
Staying connected to each other and reminding each other about, you know, holding this energy, not getting sucked up into all that, like all that garbage on TV for the last 3 days, just showing all the reruns of all the people falling out of the skyscrapers on the 11th, and, you know, just over and over wallowing in the low frequency.
Creating a mindset, though.
Exactly.
Nicole, that's the mindset. That is a controlled mindset to change people's consciousness.
Exactly.
To create a way at which that they can be controlled to make a decision like war or not war.
Totally. You know, I figure, hey, talk is cheap, which I probably shouldn't say on a talk show, but I mean, compared to doing and experiencing, it's cheap, right?
So experiencing
let's experience some of what you do now. They're driving, should they be concerned?
No. But turn the radio up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Shunkuntia, Tinakwehuta, grandfather, carry me, grandfather, Shitehuka. Tinakwehuta, grandfather. Kweya chie hayam. We are all it, and that's really what cosmic consciousness is about. I mean, Christ consciousness was the last age. We're in cosmic consciousness now. And cosmic consciousness is, oh God, we all are God.
If you've just tuned in and you're wondering what the heck you've just tuned into,
we need to do that. I don't care if it's prayer, I don't care if it's conversation, I don't care what it is, but the one thing that people need to do is hold themselves accountable for their reactions and for the manner in which they interpret the nature of the crisis that is now at work on this planet.
Experiments that were done between 95, 98, and what they're telling us, Nicole, first of all, is they are confirming beyond any shadow of a doubt that we communicate with our world through a previously unrecognized form of energy. I'm not going to say it's new. It appears to have been there for a long time, but it's never been recognized. This form of energy works beyond the bounds of space and time. Information moves through this field of energy faster than the principles of light say that it should. This is one of the mysteries. So,
breathe. Let's let this night and what news for the soul is about, like we always say, it's news for the soul. It's not for the conscious as much as it is for the true spiritual side of us that drives the nature of our lives, that makes us see, that makes us seek understanding and yearn to be closer and closer to what is true reality.
This is a telephone call where I'm speaking with the mother of a 23-month-year-old child. At the beginning of the clip, you hear the mother talking, you hear me laugh, and you hear the baby go goo goo gaga. Let's listen together. Entirely indecipherable baby babble. But backwards, the secret message, I can hear this child say, I spank him.
Okay, little hairs on my neck going up.
Now, they're starting to study the space between the molecules. Daniel called it the exotic exonionosphere. And what they found is the space between the molecules vibrate to the exact same frequency as love. So in my book, another word for love is God. So when they say love is the glue that binds the universe together and love is all there is, science is actually starting to prove that.
Visit newsforthesoul.com anytime to hear all of our shows, read positive news, and interact with like-minded people from around the world. Now let's get back to the show.